Test 69, Section 3, Question 7. And with this one, we are looking for what would weaken the argument. It says, most respondents to this survey had recently listened to tape recording of this novel, said that they enjoyed it, while most respondents who had read it said they hadn't. So these survey results support the contention that a person who listens to a taped reading is more likely to enjoy the novel than a person who reads it. Now, there are a couple of things here. You've got the problem of the magazine survey. It's also this just one novel and then generalizes to a lot. So there's some gaps here that we may want to be aware of. So then we go into the answers, and we want to herd it. So we want something that's going to say, yeah, not really, that the results don't show that listening to a novel is more likely to lead to enjoyment than a person who reads it. Most of the respondents who had listened to the tape reading of the novel had never read it, and none of the respondents who had read the novel had never listened to it. If anything, that would kind of strengthen, because it does say that the two groups are completely distinct. B, most people can read a novel in considerably less time than it would take. Well, that doesn't really matter. It's not about the speed, it's about the enjoyment. C, when people are asked for their opinion of a best-selling novel that they've read or listened to on tape, they're more likely to say that they enjoyed the novel than that they did not. Well, the problem is that would then have applied to both groups. And so while that could potentially undermine it a little because it says the data is not necessarily correct, we shouldn't be seeing the difference between the two. D, many novels that are available in text versions are not available in audio versions. Doesn't really matter. And then the novel in question, unlike most novels, included dialogue in many different dialects that are more understandable when heard than when read. That would weaken this because it says, look, this novel is an outlier and has a specific characteristic that works better for listening to. And so it undermines the representativeness of this novel as an example. And so therefore, E is our best answer.